This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
I got a stag here because I got Jackie's and Laffy's
in the middle of the, I go walking in the, in the middle of the, I go walking in the, in the middle of the, I go walking in the,
I'm stopping you guys here.
I go walking. Trim Healthy Mamas and Men and Solly Dolly.
Solly did not like it.
Welcome back to the most chaotic podcast you've ever heard in your life, but also the best one with Serene, Pearl, and myself. We're having a blast on the Trim Healthy podcast in the potty cabin, and we're so glad you're with us.
And that song had no relation to anything.
No, it was not
I'll tell you what it had a relationship to.
What?
We are deciding right now am I allowed to say this?
I don't know.
We'll find
that
out.
That we're recording it in an evening time.
Tim, be prepared.
Can I say that?
Yes, you're allowed to say that.
Okay, so Solly Dolly's crying, and we're a bit melancholic. It's dark outside, and we didn't feel the same, like, energy. So Danny and I just were bringing up the old golden oldies.
The golden oldies.
Well, the reason we're recording at night now, our parties, is because radio's day is for radio. Our lives are pretty full up.
Days for work.
Those of you who don't know, our radio show has started in Atlantic City, Jersey area. You guys should tune in there if you're around those parts.
And we've got to follow it. We've got a Facebook page. Is it The Serene and Pearl Show? So it's facebook.com/the.
And I don't want to see no like blowing up signs, Danny, and like spray painting over our names and putting capital
like,
D,
Danny?
Capital A, capital N, N, Y on it.
Uh-huh.
Danny's in the show, but his name is not
on the
show.
But my name's not on the bill.
But he's spectacularly in the show.
He's spectacular.
Oh, thank you. Well, have we got a show for you today on the podcast?
Oh, yes. Serene came with it. She's mouthing things to me. What? No, Serene's trying to change that. We had two ideas for a podcast, and now she's trying to go with mine. I said we have to start with hers. Serene, who's the oldest sister here?
You, ma'am.
Okay.
It's Pearl.
Pearl is in charge.
It's the purr.
Pearl's in charge of our days and our nights. And dun, dun, dun. I know.
Pearl's in charge of our wrongs and
all the millennials are going, well, what are they singing?
She keeps crying when we sing.
Oh, my
gosh. By the way, all of us has been musicians, so don't send us letters that we ain't good, okay?
Because we know we're good.
Hey, let's give these people some content.
Okay, sorry. Serene came in here, and I feel like this is... It's just a great potty. I think it's for some of you guys out there. They're just a little, can we call it gentle spanking?
Gentle spanking.
Tonight I like is it. A gentle spanking.
Well, I just got to just start with an image, okay? Pearl's very familiar with this image. And you guys can put in your own person in this image if you relate. My father opening the fridge, sorry, Dad, if you're listening, and just like blankly staring in the fridge, and he's like, darling,
where's the butter
And she's like, it's right there, darling, it's right there. And he's like, can't see who took the butter
someone took the butter
yeah, he starts screaming, who took the butter?
Where's the butter? Then he'll close the fridge, go open a cupboard but not really look, open five cupboards, where's the butter, darling, who took the butter? Somebody
I asked my wife where she hid the butter.
Yes,
because she hid it from
was
me.
Anything moved? No. Was the milk pushed to the side? No.
Did he seek?
No, he didn't seek.
Dad is not a seeker.
But he thought he did.
He
was sure he did in his mind. Love you, Dad.
He may have glanced.
He glanced.
So,
this is so good. So today's party, are you seeking or are you glancing?
Yeah, and there's a scripture to back us up. Seek and ye shall find.
Oh, mate.
Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. And see, the thing is, I feel like a lot of people... They're on a health quest. They think they're seeking, but they're just glancing.
Mm.
And then they're shutting the fridge up or shutting their health journey up and saying, you know what, that was too hard, didn't work, not for me. You know, or they're knocking on the door of health and they're just like, hey, I need to open up to a
keep
room
of
health. But they shut the door too quickly, and they're not really giving it a good go.
Well, and you're trying to be kind because saying that, but we can turn it to you now. So what is it, first person or when you say second person?
Well, gentle spanking, we start.
Gentle spanking. Okay, because let's do gentle spanks. I feel like if you're, you're the type, okay, we all learn differently. Some of us don't read books. Some of us love to devour a book. And I understand, I completely understand if you're a different learner. Maybe you learn by hearing, or maybe you learn by watching somebody do something. And that's fantastic. This potty is not about spanking you if you haven't read every page of our books. I do feel like it would help to read the books. But if you're another learner, please go in and learn it that way. What we're just trying to say here is there is a world of help.
There's
for
a backmaster, what she's saying.
Yeah.
Okay, if you play this potty backwards, she's saying, you freaking psychos for not reading every page of that book.
Yeah. That's what I want to say. But this is called a gentle spanking.
Mm.
So all I'm saying is there is a world of health out here for you. And we're urging you tonight, and we'll go into a few details, to seek instead of to glance. And when you seek, you move things out of your vision that are in the way. You give it some time, and at first you don't find it, right, Denny?
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, and what's and in the way? We need to look at that. What could be in the way?
Maybe
it's your attitude.
Yeah.
Attitude.
Yeah. I think we live in a world of instant gratification. And so many of you, I understand you're coming from maybe past diets where everything was laid out for you and it was all written. This is what you can eat and what you can't eat, and this is when you can eat it and when you can't eat it. And now we're offering you Trim Healthy Mama, which we've talked before, which is you're the boss. You make your choices. Yes, there's some guidelines and perimeters, but even then, you're still allowed to color outside of those lines if you want and call it your own.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes that's going to freak you out and you're just going to have the urge to slam the door and say,
oh, I can't find the butter.
I can't find that butter.
That is such a classic thing I can relate to. Because I often can't find them. Well, you know, an example of being a glancer for me is when I first tried stevia.
Okay.
Perfect example. I tried it in tea and decided immediately, I don't like stevia. That was the mantle. I don't like stevia. Right. I was born with an inability, a special, unique inability to not like stevia. And so I actually was just like, oh, no, of course I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do like a one that's cut with something or whatever. And then I just finally got tired of being nauseated and having spike crashes and got serious. And I just went, I'm going to just shove stevia down my throat until I don't know what anything else tastes like.
Right,
and that really does work.
Yeah.
I really decided I'm going to like stevia.
You were a seeker.
Yeah. You sought.
Your own suggestion.
You sought the taste of stevia. Yeah, now you're a stevia lover.
I walked in
tonight and you were doing your hiffing, your gentle sweet bowls. And I was like, Danny, that's so messed up.
That's true. She came in to me eating gentle sweet out of a bag.
A little bowls of gentle sweet.
Like a maniac. A
tiny. So weird.
Hey, I got to get by. I'm not on expert level yet.
No, but you're doing good, Dan.
Yeah.
And you know what? But there isn't that mindset. And Serene, you're talking about the things that stand in front of us.
Yes. Yeah, finding, right? Yes. Hiding the path. Hiding your health path, the clear path. Now, what are some
attitudes
other things?
And mindsets? Attitudes. But his mindset was the biggest thing. Okay, I was born with a unique ability to hate stevia.
I mean, you don't say it out loud, but that's the internal processing, right?
I know, and we were at a retreat last weekend, and if this lovely lady's listening, I hope she doesn't mind using me as an example. You know, she's actually a great Trim Healthy Mama, and she does so many wonderful – she's come so far. But she was saying to me, you know, I have to travel for a while, and I just find eating out so hard on plan. It's just really hard. And everything inside me would have just wanted to say, but I just wanted to like almost shake her and say, it's so easy. Yes. I mean, for me, it's so easy because it's just a new mindset.
It's easier because I don't even have to fix it.
I don't have to cook.
It's so.
And we do have an old podcast that gives lots of great tips and ideas for eating out at like every restaurant, like McDonald's.
Which is quickly, All you have to do is like ask yourself the question, where's protein am I going to anchor my meal around? Steak, chicken, salmon, whatever. It's so easy when you're out.
Yeah.
And then are you going to have... depending on if it's a yummy fatty protein or if it's a lean protein, you could have a gentle carb like a lean chicken breast with sweet potatoes. Ooh, yum. Or you could choose a lovely
grilled Scottish salmon dripping with wonderful omega-3 oils in it and have it with broccoli or garlic spinach or,
yeah, so you got your protein, then you add veggies or have it over a salad. I'm always just so excited to have a wonderful protein over a salad. And she said, well, that gets, you know, boring to me. Of course, I have so many different salads, it doesn't get boring to me. But then I said, hey, once every 2 weeks, make a bunch of Wonder Wraps, take them into your restaurant and put your stuff into your Wonder Wraps.
Oh, I do a lot of things like that. I take a little few things,
yeah,
you know, to just help out the meal, just little zippies in my bag. But it really is a mindset like, oh, I get bored of that. Well, America hasn't gotten bored of McDonald's and Goldfish crackers and pop junk drink.
Well, sugar never gets boring.
They have like three or four of their favorite things and they live on it, right?
Right.
And so there, yeah, so attitudes definitely is a huge thing in the way. Sometimes people are born also, but by the way, if I'm talking in a staccato in like a beat.
Well, your voice, I'm just looking at you thinking no one is going to hear her.
Well, it's because I'm like doing a shake to get the baby like
now
happy.
You're going to my beat. You literally synced with my beat.
So anyway, some people
Serena,
are born.
Just to set the scene here, Serena's standing up, swaying. If her voice is going in and out, she's sorry, not sorry.
I wasn't swaying. Actually, sometimes I sway, but I was doing a little like rap move this time.
Yeah, you're doing like a R&B.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people, some people are born too with the unique talent of not ever wanting to pre-think food or organize food. Mm-hmm. Well, that could be a little bit of you in the past.
I'm totes. No, but still it's me a little bit.
Yeah. And so that might be standing in the way. That might be the big jug of milk in the way of your success and
in the way of the butter.
Health.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just like thinking, okay, I'm going to a restaurant tonight. It's a fantastic place. They have great steaks. They have great salad, but they have junk dressing. Oh, I'll just put one of those little tiny travel containers that you get at Walmart, Wally World, and stick some yummy olive oil in, some good oil. You know, make myself a little bit of a vinegar mix.
But, you know,
mix.
That's you because you want a purist oil. But me, I'll just say to the restaurant, give me some oil and vinegar and I won't necessarily care if the oil's pristine.
There you go. There you go. Two ways of doing it.
Exactly.
But it doesn't matter. But it
doesn't matter.
Yeah. And then what else, Danny and Pearl? Well, what else could be in the way? What are the big objects in the way of finding?
On the restaurant, no, I was just going to say, we actually sell. I hate to... you guys can't shamelessly sell, right? But I'm pumped enough.
But you're the product man.
I don't make any money off your products, okay? So, but I do.
We do pay you, though.
Thank you.
Little.
Appreciate that.
Doggy biscuits.
Here and there. Throw a bone.
Pay you in gentle sweet.
Yeah. Well, I you keep those little gentle sweet individual serving packets. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, you could keep them in your whatever, your purse. Or what have
oh,
you.
Oh, that was your tip?
That was, yeah.
Take the Gentle Sweet packet.
Just keep Gentle Sweet.
That's going to make the whole world fine.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, if you think about it, what the crave is for, I know we rag on McDonald's all the time, but, you know, wherever you're going, you know, a lot of the things we love and crave come out of the same dispenser, and it's just sugar.
Hmm.
It's just filled with sugar, however you slice it. And so if it's sugar we're constantly craving, and we're in that season of trying to break from it, well, carrying a little Gentle Sweet.
No, you're right.
Is
mate.
A total. I mean, it's like funnel cake powder.
Yeah.
And you can just save yourself. Like, oh, you want sugar on your chicken? Get like chicken without the fried part on the outside. Get like grilled chicken and throw Gentle Sweet on it.
You would do that.
Like a psycho, I would. I mean, if you just got to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm talking about, the seek versus the glance, though. Because if you're really seeking, you can go nuts a little bit.
Yeah. And so I think that's a question that you have to ask yourself, you know, where you are in your life. Are you really seeking? I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. Am I really seeking this? Or am I telling myself and everyone else I'm seeking it, but I'm glancing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm a little bit far away from the mic because our producer's fixing
I'm going to add this before because there's a lot of Instagrammers sucking in their guts and they're just glancers and they want to appear and look to be like health professionals and like they're all body conscious and all that. And I'm not saying that as any... thing other than having my own personal one that I suck in when somebody.
Oh, you mean the people that pose with their Instagram? What are you talking about? Instagram pictures, like people that take pics of themselves?
Yeah, and it's so easy to have an appearance.
Oh, right.
I'm adding to what you're saying that it's so easy to have an appearance of seeking and show that to the world when in reality you know you're not really meeting your personal goals.
Mm.
That's my point.
Right.
Do you get that?
Right.
I'm still trying to get the Instagram pictures. You mean the pictures of their
apps? There's somebody out there, Pearl.
Say, got it.
That related.
Someone
and
out there.
And to you out there, congratulations.
Yeah. Pearl, for the record, can't relate because she does not put pictures of her abs on Instagram.
I'm lost too. But it was good.
It would be awful if I did.
All right.
But you know, but there are other things too. Yeah, it's the self lying to themselves too, and saying I am seeking, but you're really not. Like, you know, wonderful dear father.
Oh dear,
you know, he really does believe he's looking for the butter. My sons do it all the time. It's a hereditary genetic handover.
Oh, my son's got it from that granddad. Do you have it, Danny? Or is it a male thing or what is going on?
I'll tell
you
the secret to the whole thing.
Looking for the butter in the fridge.
No, here's the secret to the whole thing is we trick you into believing that we're helpless because it's just easier.
I know you. Then we
and y'all empower it. You empower the I'll save you, sweetie. I know what the butter is.
It is. We always come to the fridge, don't we?
Yeah, and I know another thing. And this is not our wonderful father's issue at all, because he can do some pretty crazy things in his health seeking. He can, like, run on the beach for 37 miles having never exercised for years.
Then he can't walk for a month.
Then he can't walk for a month. But you see, this next thing is not his.
Do you want me to hold Bobby? Because you,
this next thing
you
is
need
not
to get close
issue.
To the mic. No
but,
one can hear
but,
you.
But it could be somebody's laziness.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Come on, if we want to talk about laziness, I can speak here. Because I was born with a genetic...
You were genetically disposed.
For laziness.
Yeah.
Oh man. No, man.
Oh, yeah, Pearl
okay,
actually did.
You can actually...
Yeah. Pearl, our mother called Pearl Princess Pearly because she loved to lay on the couch and dream while we were all doing the chores.
Yeah, that was one thing that Mum, I think, you know, prayed over for me. If, you know, you maybe some children are sassy, you know, and some speak back and some might have rebellion or just somewhat try to get away with things. My thing, it's definite laziness.
Man, that's real.
It's real, but you know what? I've sort of worked through
that.
People can say, well, you know, I wasn't born with that health genetic thing. This is hard for me. I'm not instinctively like that. I make wrong choices. I was an instinctively lazy kid, and I am not a lazy adult
now. And Pearl
now.
Likes to do a little exercise here and there now, but that's a huge thing for Pearl's personality to
exercise
do.
Exercise was abhorrent to me. I never exercised. I tried to not never a day in my life until I was 21.
Well, a true princess doesn't exercise.
A true princess does not. And when I was 21, I decided my body was very, very soft, like jelly.
It really was.
It was atrophied to the point where it was awful. And I decided, okay, so I'm obviously going to get worse and worse until I would be like, an octopus.
Have you seen Wall-E?
Yes.
You remember they're all on the Axiom?
Yes.
The ship, and they're just in their chairs?
I would be like that. And I wasn't a big
person,
but
Pearl wasn't on her chairs doing video games. She was dreaming.
I was just dreaming. I just never hated to move my body. It was yucky.
That's so good.
So I did decide to change on that. And, you know, actually since I'm 21, I've involved regular exercise and my muscles did firm up. But I'm still not an exercise lover like Serene. I just do the basics.
I'm toning up.
Yeah, same with my housework. I don't want to make this a big narcissistic Pearl thing. But I'm finally making my bed after 47 years. Just this last year I learned to do that. So everyone can change.
Everyone can
definitely
change.
Definitely not narcissism.
That's a good thing. So if your deal... that you can't really seek health as laziness. Well, there you go. Pearl is, you can teach old dogs new tricks.
I know.
But you know, everybody.
You're not an old papa. I'm an old papa.
We all, if given the choice, are going to choose the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
I think it's everybody in that sense is inherently lazy. I mean, I had somebody say, Danny, tell me, buddy, what do you want to do with your life? What do you see in your career? And I was like, I mean, did you say want? Because I want to play video games and have nice long chats with friends on the phone. I mean, that's about the extent. If I didn't have to work,
Danny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, that's his lazy nature.
Because we can't be friends, you know. I'm just teasing.
No, but that's part of his nature wanting to come out, right?
Totally. Like if I got like $1 billion and somebody was like, dude, you're set for life.
Yeah.
And they were like, now what are you passionate about?
Yeah.
Man.
Just long chats on the phone with friends, maybe
Guess
a video
what?
Game
I've got
here
another
and there
big,
too.
I've got another thing.
Well, but before you do that, Serene, but I just want to say, since this is a gentle spanking potty.
I'm being honest.
I'm going to be honest. Some of us take that approach to eating and we think it's okay. Well, I just eat fat. That's what I want to do. You know, as fast food is easier, but that's like Danny just wanting to have chats on friends,
right,
with the friends.
And how
on the
come
phone.
It makes sense to our brains, all of our synapses, to say, Danny, well, that's ridiculous. You can't just play video games and chat on the phone because you're never going to make anything of yourself. Well, Jilly and Jolly out there,
who's
you're
Jilly
never going to ever. I'm just thinking of two names.
Jilly and Jolly. That's the typical mama's name that listens to our podcast. Jilly
Listen,
and Jolly.
It's late at night.
It is.
Emma
late.
And Bonnie.
Marcy and Stacey.
Marcy and Stacey, okay,
just say
it doesn't
you.
Matter. Now I forgot what I was going to say. You out there, right?
Yeah.
It's got to make sense to you now, too, that you're never going to find your true health if you
by
think.
By being a Danny.
By being a Danny in that area. No. By thinking, well, I just want to have cornflakes and coffee in the morning.
I just want my Pop-Tart. It's easier.
I don't want to eat breakfast in the morning. I just don't eat until 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
You know, or I'm just not a cook. I've never cooked and I never will. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I mean,
I've got another milk
things.
To push over. Another big jug of milk to move.
Okay, move the jug.
Be, move
I hope
that
it's
milk,
not,
Serene.
I hope it's not beyond the gentle.
Ooh.
It could be very close to home. Cultural and tribal, like family tribe. Mm-hmm. Like this is what our family does, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, first we'll start with cultural. Sorry, but my whole life is built around white rice. Or I'm Italian, my whole life is pasta. Mm-hmm. Or I'm, you know, culturally, this is what we do. We're farmers. We go through a gallon of sweet milk, like a day. We drink milk with our white spuds, you know, and our big steaks. And that's what we do culturally. It's a meat and potato milk farm. Mm. You know, don't take away my generational
heritage.
Heritage was the word I say tribal. Heritage. So heritage and cultural, they could be huge milk jugs in the way. Hey, I've got nothing against milk, people. I buy 9 gallons of
this
milk for my
children.
This
is a metaphor that we keep taking and adding to. Always know that when we say the milk jug, right, do we have to spell this out?
No. We mean it's hiding the butter.
That's what we mean.
Where's the butter?
Push it away, would you, so you can see your
but
health.
But, Serene, that's a really good point. Sometimes we use these things as, but that's me. That's who I am.
And
my
I just
family
wanna,
gets
I just
together. We
give
eat
a...
sugar is another one. We all eat ice cream
can
when
I
we get together.
Can I give a big shout out to my sweet daughter? She doesn't listen to our podcast.
Cherish.
Zila.
Oh, Sila. I love me some Sila.
The reason why I'm shouting out to Sila over Cherish right now is Cherish was younger when she came to our house, so she didn't really grow up with the same
Can
white rice
Can you give a
deal.
1 minute synopsis of Sila so we all know who we're talking about?
She is my sweet, amazing oldest daughter, adopted daughter. So we adopted older than our birth order. So when she came, her whole life was white rice.
Came from where?
Liberia.
She's
20. New peeps in the room.
Liberian
new peeps in the room.
Girl.
She's 27 now, right?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, but
nobody knows the real age of your adopted children.
Exactly.
Okay.
No.
They don't even know.
Age
well,
is just
from
a number.
Liberia.
Yeah.
Not.
I mean.
Not. Yeah. You. I thought you said nobody knows the age.
No,
ages
I'm
of
saying
your
adopted children aren't even quite sure of their
exactly.
ages.
Yeah. Exactly. But she's in her 20s, and it was a difficult thing for her because. You only eat white rice with something on top of it. That's your
she
life.
She came as an older teenager.
Yes. And I'm so proud of her because, you know, she didn't really struggle with weight at all. But when she started having children, she wanted to keep that womanly figure. And she noticed, oh, now it might be a little bit more difficult to stay in control. Mm-hmm. And she saw some of her other friends who were ricing it out lose control. And so she's like, I'm going to kick this cultural thing. And she did. And she hasn't kicked white rice completely out of her life. She has it for treats.
Yeah.
She has it for cheats. Like, you know, maybe a Saturday night every few weekends she'll have white rice. Well,
but
she's changed over to quinoa.
She replaces it with what? Quinoa and collie rice, right?
And collie rice. So she's still, like, if she has a very fatty, yummy palm oil dish, she'll put it over, like, collie rice or the Trim Healthy rice. Or she will, you know... have it a quinoa with a more of a leaner protein.
Yeah,
meal.
Although sometimes she'll do crossovers, but the quinoa is going to be so much more gentle on her blood sugar than that white rice.
And she is wonderfully in
health.
Sila
is
she's
so
beautiful
gorgeous
and gorgeous.
And
so
figure
don't say
amazing.
I'm sorry, but that's my culture. Pasta, rice, that's just it. You can move that big.
And by
jug.
The way, a rockin' quinoa dish. Come on. What are you missing out on anything?
Yeah, and listen, I grew up being a cheese sauce and custard girl. Okay? That was my deal.
When custard in Australia is different from
it's
here.
It's a hot, sweet, horrible,
thick,
yummy thing. But if I could eat one thing in life when I was like 12, I used to drive down to the grocery store and buy baby food for myself. I've always loved smooth,
pureed mini food.
Pureed, just custody pudding food. Pudding. I could have said, sorry, I just want to sit down to custard every night. Sorry, that's just me. I grew up that way. That's what I want to do. But you don't just eat what you jolly well want.
And it's not like, you know, with, you know, it's young not lady. Like with, we have joy with what we eat because we have so much. But, and we're not like with Trim Healthy Mama, we're putting you on some boot camp either. No. This is easy stuff. When it comes to, this is just smart, wise decisions. This is not hard stuff. But we're saying there is mindsets and decisions and milk jugs in the way that yes. maybe we're just not getting
and
that
maybe
butter.
You find a new favorite food.
Yeah.
If you can't tweak it, which you can tweak most things out there, you can tweak lasagna, you can tweak ice cream, you can tweak so many things. But if you can't tweak it to your perfect little remembrance of how you just want that food to be, don't give me Trim Healthy Rice. It's not my white rice. I don't want to, you know, have any substitute. Well, then maybe you find a different favorite food.
I just call it Danny. Maybe you're being a Danny. You know, that's a great picture because I saw it when you said, you know, I just want to have chats, long chats with friends on the phone and play video games.
Hey.
That's so what, but there's so many of us are like that.
But then we're seeing his starving children with their heads in their skinny little knees in the corner, right, screaming, Daddy, just please go out to work and stop playing video games. So we're actually seeing when you don't want to be, like you don't want to change the things, you don't want to move the milk jug, we're seeing, you know, things, your health screaming out and saying, listen, your inflamed knees are screaming at you. Listen, would you please stop
grow
eating all that sugar,
ooh,
please?
See, I'm
please.
Past gentle now. Ooh, that passed
said,
it right
you
now.
You just said grow up and do it.
Ooh.
Hey, yeah.
We would never write that in a book.
Speaking of being a Danny, is there a time to just, you know, just rock out on like my old fashioned lasagna? I mean, these are the things I don't do, but these are the thoughts in my week that come in that I have just THM'd it so rockstar all week. Mm-hmm. It's lasagna night. Now, I don't do it because I don't cook anything ever if I can help it.
Hey, that so might be a good thing.
Thankfully, I have a much harder worker that I'm married to that actually does bring quality
food. Well,
do you
know, I think that's such an individual question, Danny. And I think that each person's journey is so unique. And some people can do that and rock out on lasagna every couple of weeks, maybe once a month. And just have it as a beautiful part of their plan. Like, hey, this is part of my heritage, but I don't do it every night now. I do it twice a month or once a month.
And they're still hitting their goals.
They hit their goals.
Yeah.
They don't
and they've got vitamin
fall
P.
off the wagon.
They've
they have pleasure.
P. Yeah.
Vitamin
For
pleasure.
Them, it's actually so important and it's wonderful. For others, it might derail them. They'll eat that family lasagna and then the next morning they're like, well, I ate that last night. Pop-Tart, here you go.
Might as well because I'll put in the work next week. Yeah. So let's just take the rest of this week and ruin all of our gains.
So I feel
I'm
like
a bit
that's,
of an all or nothing.
Yeah.
Like, so that's why I tell myself, my personal thing is, my milk jug in the way is, my personal thing is, if I don't necessarily think I want the whole piece, I'm not allowed to have a bite.
Oh, bites.
Yeah, okay.
That's my
personality.
Bites
that's
are
my
such lies, even for me.
So you're saying, ladies and gentlemen, bites. Know thyself.
No, yeah, exactly, myself is going to have 12 pieces if I take one bite. Myself will. There's just no stopping it. It's all or nothing. Dive in or stay out.
And especially if you rock through the Whole Foods goodie area, because, you know, you're like, I'm in Whole Foods. Surely.
Bring me all this organic sugar, please. Yeah. Bring me all this organic white flour.
Yeah. Oh, man. Whole Foods makes it hard. They're deceptive.
Yeah, but we love them. Maybe our products will be in there one day. We love you, Whole Foods.
Hey, Whole Foods, call us. You're deceptive.
Hey, you know what?
No,
I feel
kidding.
Like we don't need a spank anymore. I feel like we said what we needed. And spanking with love. You know, our parents always said before, do you remember Dad lining us up? Listen, it's not very politically correct to
get
spanked.
Did you get lined up?
We got lined up and spanked, and we're all okay.
And we turned out good for it. We love our dad. He's the best.
But you know what he used to say to us? He always would say, I'm only doing this because I love you. And he would never do it in anger. Like,
no.
I never, my dad never spanked me in anger. I don't know about the boys who came before us.
Nicely disciplined. Nicely.
but he would say, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. And I just really hope that you all receive this with love tonight.
It's going to hurt Pearl more than
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, Pearl is going to think about this for like 9 years.
I'm going to go to bed. That was a bit rough. Did we say that too
No, hard? Next year you'll be like, you remember that one podcast that I'll eternally regret?
Yeah. No, this is the statement I say to my children. I have never said it to my dad because that would be disrespectful. But when my children are looking for the butter and they're standing in front of the fridge and there's a huge milk jug in the way. I said, don't make me come and look for it. If I find that butter, ooh, you guys are in for it, right? Not that they get any punishment, but I do this big blur. So.
Don't make Serene and Pearl come over there. Mm-hmm. Don't make them come down there.
I like it.
To Texas, which Facebook tells us we have lots of fans
but
in
our
Texas.
Texas fans rock it, man.
Yeah.
Oh, they rock it. Hey, let's do a superfood spotlight.
Trim Healthy Mama Superfood Spotlight.
So, a surprising superfood today, egg whites.
Oh, mate, I love me some egg whites.
Now, here's the whole issue with egg whites. Back in the 80s, early 90s, when the big low-fat craze was in, right? You were only supposed to eat egg whites. The yolk was like evil, was going to kill you.
Yeah.
And then everyone realized, hold on a minute, yolks are good.
Yeah, God put the yolk in there.
And so awesome. Everyone realized, actually, the yolk contains the most nutrition, and yolks were back in the superstar spotlight. They were back in the goodie box, right?
Yeah.
Now, on THM, we love yolks of eggs. We love the whole egg. But we love the egg white, too. We're going to talk about that today.
And can I just say, it's not scientifically hybridized-y, weird.
Altered,
yeah. Like chemically deranged to remove the egg white. It's a toss and a jiggle of the shell.
Yeah.
Crack, toss, jiggle, separated. Why did God make it like that?
Easy.
Because it was just meant to be
but
done.
But now, isn't it in things all in reverse now? Now, first
reverse,
of all.
Reverse. See, he had it. Keep going, Denny. I like that.
He says, let me see you do something.
Everybody clap your hands.
It's over.
Okay. But no, isn't it funny though? Egg whites were in the good box, then they were in the bad box. Now they were what?
Now they're just like, you shan't separate.
Yeah.
And you have to eat the whole egg and you're never allowed to enjoy them separately. Well, I enjoy them separately all the time. I love whole eggs. I love fried eggs for breakfast. I love scrambled eggs. I like boiled eggs. I love eggs. Eggs are some of my favorite foods. But I love putting the yolks, raw yolks, pasture-fed yolks, in my smoothies because they're an incredible liver cleanse. Mm-hmm. But then what do I do with all the whites? I love making, and you can check it out on one of our videos. Pearl, what is it called? Boost Eggs?
That's in the membership
and
site.
The egg whites. Oh my goodness, it's rocking.
It's
rocking.
Incredible. Serene mixes baobab powder with the egg whites. And oh man,
makes the best textured so good. Eggs in the world.
But to say, you know, on Trim Healthy Mama, as much as we love whole eggs, they actually can be overdone. And here's a scenario. Some of us cannot burn the amount of fuel we throw in sometimes. Just, you know, to get scrambled eggs, sometimes you need 4 or 5 whole eggs just to get enough on the plate.
6 or 7, mate.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying, you're a nursing mama, Serene, you can take in more fuel right now.
I don't know if I do 6 or 7. I'm just throwing out a number for funsies.
But all I'm saying is...
That was fun.
Once you've had 2 eggs or maybe even 1 egg, it depends upon your particular metabolism.
Hey, I don't want to hear 1 egg for breakfast. You have to have more protein than that.
No,
it's 5 grams of protein.
I'm going to tell you, Serene, now what to do. Is this such a shocking potty? Should we forget this whole potty? Because I feel like it's just gone downhill.
No, we're trucking.
From the beginning. It's from that crazy song in the middle of the night.
You guys should never have started with the song.
You guys have a relationship with your listeners, and they accept you like family members.
Are they
and
really
so
going to accept tonight?
If you really do blow it, and they really do want, you know, their goals met and things, they're going to
well, this is like
listen
a marriage,
and like
okay?
it. You know what I mean? It's people that are like, you know what? I want to derail, and I hate them anyway. I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know
the
haters. Do you know what the stage is?
The haters left us long
this
ago.
This is the stage the when haters. You're married for so long that you can finally wear the mask in front of the husband. You know, the
green
gray mud one or the green one. And it's kind of like
stage
cracking
with
around the
you're
mouth.
In the mask ears.
And you're wearing, and you've got something else in your hair, and it's in a wad and a towel, and you're wearing your really old grungy bathrobe that's the one with stained
and
with
they still
hair
love
dye
us, and we still love them, and we're wearing a cracked mask.
And you're flossing your
tonight.
Teeth at the same time.
we're flossing and wearing a cracked mask
hey,
tonight.
Episode 1, we said this is not the polished book. You know,
we
this
said our hair will be bad.
Yeah. Bad eggs, peeps.
Oh, I was saying, Serene,
oh,
before you rudely interrupted me, that maybe some days you'll just want 2 eggs, right? you're going to get all the nutrition you need. Now, here's where the egg whites come in.
Because two eggs is not very much if you scramble them up. It feels like 2 teaspoons
It feels like
food.
You're not eating enough. Egg whites help you eat more without giving you a whole bunch of fuel for your body to burn. They're just pure lean protein. So they're easily burned. They're actually lower calories. So we're even though we're on Trim Healthy Mama don't count calories, we don't abuse them either. And so maybe you can burn 4 eggs, but maybe you can't. And that's where egg whites can shine.
Because protein takes so much energy to burn and you're not adding the fat part to it. You just really like stepping up that calorie burn. And you're, not that we're all about that in particular, but it helps. And you're stepping up the glucagon release because protein helps release that hormone glucagon, which
strips the fat off your body,
out of its cage.
And you know, go Dan.
I'm just curious, what do you think about the McDonald's egg white thing?
Oh, that egg white delight, that sandwich.
Because I know I'm not alone. My mind goes immediately to the easy path when you're talking egg whites.
Let me tell you, do you want me to be completely honest? It's not. That egg white delight is not on plan. It's like a wheat sort of bun, right? Look at Serene looking at, look at the face.
Yeah.
She's like, what are you about to tell
my
listeners?
My mask is really cracking.
I would never condone it as an on plan thing, but let's just say you're going through McDonald's for breakfast. I have ordered that sometimes. I'm not a bacon person, so I take the bacon off and I do double egg white.
Okay.
And I think I look at it as just the best choice I'm making at the time. I'm not going to do that every morning, but when I go on vacation, sometime when my husband's determined to drive through McDonald's in the morning, I'm doing my double egg white delight. Is that what it's called?
I have no clue. I just heard they have. I've never even had it.
You've done that Starbucks one at the airport. The other day.
Starbucks egg white bites are awesome.
Okay.
Oh, they're so yummy. They're not perfect. I think they have some tapioca starch in them. But I just went away last weekend.
You looked it up, right?
They're not bad. So. They're good. Those egg white bites. If you ever go to Starbucks, so yummy.
They were nummy. I had a little bite, but I couldn't eat the whole thing because I felt like the purity stuff in me was going to crack.
People say, egg whites have no nutrition. Well, that's not true either.
Yes, they do. And can I tell you something, girls? They help lighten up baking. Yeah. If you want to set your cake a little bit more and you've already got 12 blinking eggs in there.
You don't need more 12 more blinking eggs. Egg whites are that beautiful balance that we always talk about on Trim Healthy Mama. We have the dense and then we have the light. And, you know, we don't go heavy all the time. We balance. We use our brains to think, that seesaw's heavy. Let's lighten it up with this food. That food's heavy. Let's use this lighter food too so we're not always just shoving so much fuel
sometimes,
down our gullets.
Sometimes, girl, you enjoy going to Whole Foods and buying a full-fat phage, right, Greek yogurt.
I do.
And it's so yummy. But you don't do it all the time. You eat a 0%, you know?
That's right.
It's like a balance. Sometimes you can have your whole eggs. Sometimes you're going to say, hey, I just want an egg white scramble with heaps of non-starches and yeah.
Exactly. So egg whites in our mind are total superfoods and they can really help you get to your goals by using them smartly.
Amen.
Did we redeem ourselves?
In the middle of the night.
I go walking in the middle of the street. I go walking in the valley.
Fade out. Let's fade out.
I really sing sometimes. Even on shoes.
You're like in two different keys.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.